joined on the call by the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Good morning.
Good morning. A successful Saturday for you, a 28-13 win over your rival Brown in the Governor's Cup. Talk about the victory and what impressed you.
Well, what impressed me was the end, you know, to finish a game and do it the way we intend to do it. I thought we played great defense for four quarters. Thought we eliminated explosion plays. You know, we had one really costly turnover at the end of the half that, you know, it normally takes the wind out of our sails, but our kids came back in the second half, particularly on defense, and threw a shutout, and then we, you know, in a sloppy day, kept on poking around in the run game and got Cooper going in the fourth quarter. So, it was a huge victory for us. A lot on the line in terms of in-state, you know, notoriety and, you know, a Governor's Cup, all that good stuff. And so, you know, it was a very satisfying win, but it was very satisfying in the way we did it, just in terms of playing clean throughout four quarters, outlasting an opponent and be able to wear them down a little bit. So it was a big day for us.
How much growth have you seen your team? I know that's the first victory of the year, but it sounds like you guys, week to week, continuing to make strides. You said it's the cleanest game that you've played. How much momentum can you get from the win, and how much is your team? Have you seen your team grown in 5 weeks?
No, I've seen the team grow, you know, tremendously, as you would expect every year. You know, I mean, I think one of the goals we have every week is just to become a better football team each and every week we play. And I think with the exception of a couple of games over the last 3 years, we've been able to do that, although we haven't been able to get in the win column enough. I think this group, you know, overcomes adversity quite well. You know, obviously we're on our third starting quarterback this year. We've had six different starting quarterbacks over the last 2.5 years, you know, but I think that, you know, the growth is all about, you know, being able to put together a full game and come out with a victory and not be overly surprised by it. It was, you know, it wasn't anything we pulled out of the hat. I thought it was a clean, fundamental victory. I thought we played solid in all three phases, although, you know, we had plenty of things we can improve on if you really look at the game. You know, there are so many areas to improve on that, you know, if we do, we hope to be competitive in our conference.
We're here with Rhode Island head coach Jim Fleming. If you have a question for Coach Fleming, just hit *1, and we got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Bill Gohegan with The Independent.
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. Oliver Graybar, your punter, special teams player of the week in the conference. What can you say about the game he had against Brown and what that his performance kind of meant in that kind of game?
But, you know, I mean, you knew what kind of conditions we were dealing with, and it's always a concern in the kicking game. I thought he managed the win pretty well in the first quarter, you know, with the, you know, trying to keep it low and angled directions. I thought he was solid there. And then, you know, it was a huge, huge punt that he had, really, in the third quarter when we had the wind, and we had given up about a 9-play drive that produced no points for Brown, but it flipped the field on us, and Ollie pulled out a 67-yarder, which flipped the field right back, and that's it was a difficult task to move the ball into the wind, and so it really helped us out, you know, accomplish what we were able to do in the second half defensively by shutting them out. But you know, he did a nice job. You know, he catches it and kicks it, which is all you really want. But when you can pull out a big bomber like that at a critical time, it certainly helps. And he also had a couple, you know, he had one inside the 10, and I think he had a couple more other opportunities to really knock it down. We just got to do a better job of fielding them.
I know he was kind of a late addition for you guys and was at Arizona. How did he sort of find his way to Rhode Island?
Well, you know, we had the tragic loss of the guy who was penciled in as our starting punter, Leo Vegas, who we honored last weekend as well, with a number of other guys that have passed this past year. And so we were, you know, we had a couple kids coming in that were, you know, that we were hopeful would be good, but it certainly wasn't a very secure feeling. And, you know, as all coaches do, we talked to different coaches, and there was he was looking to get out of the University of Arizona, and we, you know, were, you know, interested enough in him to take a good close look. So this all happened, I would say, probably end of June, early July, you know, in which case we got going with Ollie, and he came on over for a visit and committed, and And the rest is history. You know, he came on in and started thumping the football, and he got the starting job and been doing a nice job so far, and hopefully we'll continue going on the right track with him.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, buddy.
Your next question comes from the line of Henry Clay with CBS Radio Sports.
Good morning, Coach. Next up for the Rams is Villanova. What are your observations of the Villanova Wildcats?
Very solid football team on all three phases. You know, I think that they do a number of different things well on the offensive side, you know, moving the ball decently and create a lot of, you know, schematic challenges for our defensive guys to be, you know, become more familiar with and get that down. Run a defensive structure that is equally as taxing. It's called the 3-3 stack, which, you know, I ran years ago when I was at the University of Akron. But, you know, they've got good kids running around. They're very limited in terms of big explosion plays, and they seem to run very well and tackle well. So I think that's a positive. And, you know, special teams component, I think, has been good for them. They made some significant plays over the first part of the season in that area as well. So, you know, it's a tough out. You know, we got to get on the buses and get on down there and play our best, and we'll have to play our best game to beat them.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Jim, Harold Cooper with his first real breakout game of the season, 133 yards and two big touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Is he back healthy again? And if the answer to that is yes, how much does he mean to the offense when you get him back to that level?
Well, yes, and it's obvious. So he's back to full speed. It took him a while to get going. I mean, I think that he you know, struggled with that ankle injury for quite some time, and we finally got him going, you know, this past weekend. I thought he ran very well, and I think the balance between him and T.J. Anderson is a significant component of what we do on the offensive side. You know, it was very heartwarming, obviously, you know, from a coach's perspective, just to be able to see him crack, you know, two big, big runs in the fourth quarter. And, you know, I give great tribute to him, but I also give great tribute to the guys that were blocking. I mean, the couple of plays that he cracked, you know, I think he had three pretty significant ones, but the two in the fourth quarter were really sprung free by excellent blocking on the perimeter, which is wide receiver blocking. And, you know, up front, you know, did some things. The last touchdown was, you know, Charlie McKeeman having to reach a very wide nine technique and did a very nice job with that. And so it's important for getting him going, and we're thrilled he was able to do it. And he picked very good timing in the fourth quarter to be able to get his explosions.
You touched on earlier your third different starting quarterback, Jordan Fasano, got the start Saturday, and his numbers weren't great. But how did you feel like he played overall in some tough weather conditions?
Well, I thought, you know, it was really awful. I mean, you talk about a perfect storm for the poor kid. I mean, you know, come on out, get his first start, which, you know, I'm very confident with Jordan. I think his ability's there. I think the reps aren't there in game pressure. But he's shown a number of different times to have the ability to throw and operate our offense, you know, quite effectively. So I felt good going in, but I knew it was a tough out for him. You know, not a tough game with the, you know, wet weather, with the wind, and then, you know, lo and behold, our 40-second clock goes down right before the game, so he was dealing without the opportunity to manage the huddle mechanics and the tempo of the game based upon game clock, which is a critical component of what we do. So he had a lot of distractions, so I thought he managed it well, but accuracy obviously wasn't there. But I'm really looking forward to seeing how he progresses in this next start.
You touched on how well your defense played, shuts Brown out in the second half, but specifically Mamadou Mbai, seven tackles, broke up three passes, and had a big fumble recovery there in the third quarter. Talk about his performance on Saturday.
Well, he's a great kid. I mean, he's a local Shea High School product that, you know, came on to us, you know, a year ago as a walk-on player, and you know, has earned himself a starting job, and he's very active, long, and you know, an enjoyable player to watch because of the enthusiasm of which he plays with. But he was all around the field. He was there to be able to make tackles where he was supposed to be. He had one opportunity at a pick to tack off the whole game, but couldn't gather the ball in. But, you know, it was great to see. I mean, he goes to work every day in practice, and it means means an awful lot to them. And, you know, as a lot of kids that come on in, you know, in a walk-on status, they're looking to earn scholarship. And I certainly, you know, I think he's proven his worth to us. And, you know, that will be coming as soon as there's money available.
All right, Jim, thanks for your time this morning. Congratulations on the victory, and we'll talk again next Monday.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.